What happened to your head?
Mommy bumped me in a big piece of wood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were assembling Nike shelf, and Mama turned around fast and bumped you up.
Welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 558. I'm Sam Ginsberg. Ask not what Tyler Triblett can do for you, but what you can do for Tyler Triblett.
That was pretty good. I like that. That
you both have a solid JFK.
Yeah.
I do not.
What about you? Go ahead.
We choose to go to the podcast and the other things.
All right.
Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Did I do it? I don't know. Something happened there.
I feel like at the beginning it was all right, and then it fell apart.
I don't know.
You sound a little bit like Mayor Quimby.
Yeah.
I was going to say Peter Griffin.
I think he is sort of. I feel like Mayor Quimby is sort of like supposed to sound like a guy trying to do Kennedy.
Yeah.
So maybe that works out.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Good.
Podcast listeners, Mary's here, and we don't have much to talk about, so it's good. It'll be a whatever kind of episode it'll be.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We don't have a lot of beer news to talk about.
Okay, good. You're bursting at the seams with content, Mary?
No, I just want to do food brackets more.
Oh, okay. You all ruined the last one, by the way.
What?
You didn't vote for fried chicken? What is wrong with you people?
I don't remember what it was against.
You'll recall that Tyler wasn't on, it was Caitlin instead.
No, I remember what happened. I don't remember the food specifically.
The finals of that round, donut fell to fried chicken, or donut beat fried chicken.
Which is insane.
I mean, they're both really good.
It's absolutely insane. But what kind of beer do you have?
Oh, man, I didn't open it yet.
Okay.
I have from Voodoo Brewing Co. Voodoo Love Child. It's a fruited Belgian style triple ale.
I feel like I might have had this before.
9.5% ABV, maybe. It's from, I think it's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think that might be from Meadville, Pennsylvania. You ever heard of that one, Tyler? You ever heard of that one?
I think I have.
That's where we went to college.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's got cherries, raspberries, and passion fruit in it. And, you know, Voodoo. I actually have this. Shout out to friend of the podcast, Kay, my sister, because I saw her last weekend, and she had just spun through Ohio, and I think she had grabbed a case of this in Ohio and gave one to me.
Interesting.
And she was like, here, use this for the podcast. And I said, okay. So now it's here.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna looks like a normal beer. I don't know. I'm not good at describing the visual. It's got a little foamy on the top, and it's like beer filler.
It's mostly beer. There is some foam, but I would call that mostly beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bold statement, Samuel.
It's good. It's fruity. I don't drink a lot of Belgians. I like them, though, whenever I do drink them. I try to do that more.
Yeah, because they're delicious.
Yeah, 9.5 ABV, so prepare for me to get a little weird-er as we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have also, I think, from kind of that area, right? Yeah. Victory Brotherly Love Hazy IPA, because I fucking can't find anything other than hazy IPAs around here these days. It makes me furious. But it's 6% ABV. It had a very mild, lacy head with different sized bubbles that's gone now. It kind of looks like a dark lemonade.
It does.
It smells nice.
It looks like mostly beer.
Oh, this one? I would say this one is probably 99% beer, if I had to guess. Yeah.
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 Yeah. This one is, I don't know. It's got some yeasty characteristics at the front, which aren't bad. But I don't get a lot of hoppiness. I don't even really get, like, that kind of muddled finish. I just don't get much of anything other than kind of the yeast at the front. So.
Yeasty.
Yeah. I don't know. It's meh. Samuel?
I have another beer from a brewery I drank a lot of in college. Our weird theme that I'm sure
know,
was
right?
intentional. I'm sure you guys planned this.
We planned this just for you.
This one's from Southern Tier. This is their Irish Cream Stout, which is frustratingly only 5.8% ABV. When I heard about this, I was like, that'll be 9, right? So it might still be good, but I'm already like, come on, Southern Tier. You know what you should be doing.
What does it smell like? You made a face.
It smells really sweet. There's like an after smell that I can't put my
I do not enjoy my nose tonsils flavor, on. So this would not be for me, but you let me know how it goes as you drink it.
I don't know. The sweetness right at the front is good, and the rest, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? But I don't know. I think that it would be worth stealing this beer from New York.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, talking about stealing beer, our only article today is about stealing beer.
From?
What?
New York.
Yeah.
I even put the extra connective tissue there for you.
You did a really good tie-in.
Yeah, yeah. So, from CNN.com, 8 charged in series of beer thefts at Northeast rail yards and warehouses. Apparently, 8 dudes were stealing beer, mostly Corona and Modelo, shipped from Mexico, just like off of rail cars and out of warehouses over the past 2 years, I think? Yeah, July 2022 to March 2024.
Wow.
Yeah. This I like. This is like an old-timey heist, you know?
Okay, just because of train
cars? Do you think they were like, yeah. Because like train heists, I feel like it's like, did they have horses? Did they, like, get it while it was moving? I have a lot of questions. Those are most of the questions.
I don't think this took place in Red Dead Redemption, if that's your question.
That would be
awesome.
Well,
that is the question. I know it's not that because of video game, Sam, but...
No, I wish they were, like, unhooking boxcars as the train was moving and then
riding
them.
Yeah, you swap in, like, a fake boxcar
exactly,
to throw them
exactly.
off that's, like, empty or full
right.
of poop. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. It was just, like, when the trains were sitting at, like, a switchyard for a while, they would just go in there with a U-Haul and open them up and take a shitload of beer and drive away. Apparently, he recruited some of these dudes on Instagram, which is hilarious.
He was just like, hey, just feel like, might go rob some trains later, LOL. Hit me up.
So here, I'll read you, quote, according to the indictment, one of Cesari, the leader's Instagram post, had a railroad as the background and the text that said, need workers who want to make money with a money bag emoji and had a yes or no button.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder if anyone showed up to that and was like, wait a minute, you want me to do a crime?
And they're probably, okay.
Yeah.
Seemingly, 7 of them were, apparently. Was it 8 dudes?
Eight dudes.
8 men.
Yep.
It's pretty wild. Also, just like Modelo and Corona, sure,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, Corona is like the number one beer in America now. Thanks, Dylan Mulvaney.
I mean, I nice. Think you would want... beer that's easy to unload, which wouldn't be like wacky craft beer. Like, you could just sell this to any liquor
store. Like Voodoo Love Child. Yeah, so the stolen beer was then brought to the Bronx, where it was, quote, inspected and then made available for sale, according to the indictment, with the enterprise members getting, quote, paid hundreds of dollars for the night's work. So I don't know if that means they just took it to just, like, stores and was like, here, do you want this? And they were like, sure, or like... I mean, it could have been, like, the stores were already expecting shipments of beer, right? If they were, like, waiting for the train. It seems like a little...
But did they get paid, like, in cash? Like, when they arrived?
This part doesn't say... I feel like if we read the indictment, it would tell us all of these things. That would be a lot of reading.
Yeah, my guess is that... Yeah, I mean, like, if you've been to New York, you know there are just, like, a shitload of, like, illegal bodegas selling all sorts of stuff. My guess is that they just, like, sold them to those guys who then sold them to people. Yeah, I
mean, these places are selling Lucy's. I'm sure they're buying cases of beer.
Yeah, the indictment doesn't say anything else. It just says, yep, taken and made available for sale.
Yeah.
What, just because you're on the legal team, you love reading indictments?
Yeah.
Speaking of indictments, you took Mary to task for her food selection crime.
Oh, yeah, because she fucked it up.
Did I vote for donuts?
Yeah, which is the wrong choice.
Yeah, you and Caitlin really voted for donuts. I was to hold that for fried chicken.
Oh, that was for feminism. It was a vote for donuts, but also a vote for feminism / sisterhood.
You can't backpedal your way out of a terrible decision with that.
I mean, I'm not changing my vote. I'm just saying, like, oh, yes, I remember this. The feelings were high. The mood was cool. Having a great lady time. And I'm like, donuts? Yes.
All right. All right.
I mean, I'm already getting red from this.
Do they remind you of your uterus?
Donuts?
Yeah.
My inner tube shaped uterus.
Exactly. That's what they're shaped like, right?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of like, more like a donuts. Jelly
donut.
Probably
got uterus donuts. Yeah, it's like a raspberry jelly donut shaped kind of like a heart.
I think Dunkin' Donuts sells those for Valentine's Day.
Probably.
I'm sure you're drinking Voodoo beer, but I'm sure Voodoo Donuts has for National Women's Day or something.
Yeah.
makes an authentic replica of the female reproductive system.
Yeah, probably.
And if they're not using jelly in it, they're cowards.
Yeah.
But you'll find no jelly. Well, maybe.
I like how Tyler got so bothered by this conversation, but he was the one who was like, does it remind you of your uterus? So you asked for this.
I'm not bothered by it.
Don't be like, ew, no.
No, I'm not bothered by it. I'm just astounded at how long it went on for.
Yeah.
Fudge versus graham cracker.
I've been a woman my whole life, so what?
That's how I feel about my wiener. I'm like, wow, I can't believe how long this goes on for.
My brain was like, Mary, you should give that man an inspiration point, but this is not that.
Fudge.
What is it? Fudge versus graham cracker?
I.
What a weird one. I mean, they're all weird, but it feels like, I feel like I'd want these together to make like a s'more situation. Or like an EL fudge cookie is literally a fudge coated graham cracker. It'll look delightful.
And they are good. They are good.
I'm looking at this region of the bracket. It's not strong. There are some good options in here, but there's a couple kind of weak options.
Sam, what are you saying for this one?
Oh, I was going to say fudge.
I was also going to say fudge, but I think it's just because I feel like graham crackers, you always need something with the graham cracker.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're like a baby or a toddler, like, you're not just eating graham crackers plain. So, that was my reason. Or I'm like that into fudge. But.
Poor.
Yeah, or you're like poor, and you can have like a cookie, like you can't buy Oreos, but you buy like generic graham crackers.
And, like, you don't have a dad or a bank account, but you have graham crackers.
How are you eating graham crackers right now?
I have a dad.
Do you? I've never seen him.
That's true. Sam's met him. Sam knows.
I have.
Yeah.
I used to love graham crackers. I would do this thing where I would take two of them and rub them together, like, edge against edge. So they, like, file down, like, sawdust is coming out. It's crumbs, but it's like sawdust is coming out. And then they, like, they're, like, linked together, and you could build a small structure that way. It helps, though, pro tip, to not have any friends.
Yeah, apparently.
You're also poor. Like, what is this? You don't have any Lincoln logs, so I built
a socially
house.
Poor. Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
That's grim.
That's grim.
Yeah,
gumbo
points.
Versus ice cream sandwich.
What was that? Elbow?
Gumbo?
Oh, gumbo.
I also heard elbow. Gumbo versus ice cream sandwich?
Yeah.
Ice cream sandwich, I guess? I don't eat a lot of gumbo.
I feel like we've said this a lot, but these are really difficult to compare.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not even, like, I have ice cream sandwich like, in my house. Like, they're up in my freezer. I don't have gumbo in my house, but I do like a gumbo. I guess ice cream sandwich also. Sorry, Sam.
That's fine.
What were you going to say?
I hadn't decided, and now I never will. This one, okay, so I've never been 100% clear on the difference between gumbo and jambalaya. But now jambalaya, jambalaya is here, and it won't go up against gumbo, luckily. Something of an easier round, I think, for jambalaya here versus jelly beans.
Oof. I think gumbo is more of like a soup stew.
I was going to say the exact same
and
thing.
And jambalaya is more like a stir fry.
Yeah, gumbo is like watery, and jambalaya is like ricey.
But they can both be with rice, but gumbo's got more liquid.
Well, then how did Newman get jambalaya from the soup Nazi?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe he was making jambalaya soup. Also, the answer is jambalaya here. Also, I think I just said jambalaya a second ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I'm not voting for jelly beans. I don't enjoy jelly beans.
I like certain varieties of the, like, jelly bean brand jelly beans. But, you know, like,
the Jelly Belly?
Or is that what they are, the Jelly Bellies? Mm-hmm. Whatever the, you know, the real one is. Because
any belly.
Kind of knockoff jelly bean is just nasty sugar and, like, food coloring. So I'm also going to go with jambalaya.
Jambalaya, if you look at it on Wikipedia, it has there's the categories listing at the bottom, and one of them is American stews.
Okay.
All right. How about gumbo?
What does gumbo say? Is it also an American stew?
I don't know. I only looked up jambalaya.
Gotta look up both.
Seriously.
Type stew.
Well, all right.
So they're both just kind of stewy.
I was kind of saying, I'm not sure the difference. Looking at some pictures, I think you guys are on the right track. Just gumbo having more broth content as a proportion than jambalaya. It really just looks like someone cooked some gumbo down and they called it jambalaya like it was something new.
Right.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, the first answer on Google when you look for gumbo versus jambalaya is from MarthaStewart.com, so I think this is the biggest grain of salt imaginable. But it's like, jumbo is really a soup or stew. It's been served over a little.
Jumbo?
I did call it jumbo. Gumbo is a soup or stew that's often served over a little rice. While jambalaya is made with the rice cooked into the dish, making the grain an integral part of it. So in gumbo, it should be more liquid than rice, while jambalaya should not be liquidy or mushy.
Okay. So I think we've kind of said the same thing a few different ways. I think we have a final answer. I think I would have been bummed if jambalaya and gumbo, neither of which won a round.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of glad they didn't both win, because they're kind of too close to each other.
Yes.
All right, last one of this opening round. Key lime pie versus lobster roll.
Lobster roll.
Lobster roll.
100%. I would want key lime pie, man.
I feel like lobster roll taking get this lobster bracket. Rolls. What do you mean by that?
I don't know what
eat
about
lobster,
them.
Lobster good, eat lobster. Lobster great. Merry happy.
Lobster doesn't taste like much. It's just like, let's mix a bunch of mayonnaise with some lobster. Like, at that point, why am I not just having a tuna sandwich?
Okay, I think the problem is you had the wrong kind of lobster roll. It sounds like you've had the cold lobster roll with, like, the mayo situation.
Yeah, that's not
you
what
need
I'm
the hot. You need the hot butter lobster roll. No mayo, butter, and, like, usually, like, a little herb or, like, a shallot. And then, that's the move.
Because I'm not a mayo fan. I'm not a mayo fan.
I am a mayo fan, but not in the lobster roll category.
Yeah, no,
lobster
Mary is
roll,
fresh.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
I'm kind of just broadly a lobster skeptic. I'm like, if your food only tastes good because you're dipping it in clarified butter, maybe your food's not that good. Maybe clarified butter is just good.
I don't like lobster.
I know.
I don't 100% disagree with you, Sam. I mean, there is something to be said about lobster just being a butter conveyance, but I think there is a flavor there.
It's very mild.
Yeah, I'm into it.
A delicate flavor.
I think lobster is worse than crab, and crab is worse than good meat.
I would say I also like crab more than lobster.
And I would take...
It's more fun. I like beef or pork
or whatever.
I feel like, crab's like an experience, more like an activity almost than a meal.
Well, I like crab cakes. That's what I'm into.
Yeah, crab cakes rule.
Yeah, crab cakes are good. Yeah, speaking about things that are good, Samuel, I got my trading card.
No shit. Send it.
Yeah, bro.
Poop it in the chat.
Trading card. What trading card universe are we talking about? Pokemon?
Yeah, Magic? I fucking wish. That'd be awesome. So if you go to this link, I'm card 29.
You shouldn't have said I'm card 29. You should have said look at card 29.
Well, in any case.
So that Mary could have pooped.
You're on a card.
Sure am.
Oh my god, you're the Charizard.
Hell yeah, brother.
This is incredible. I love seeing my friends in their like professional environment. It's like it's just so weird to yep. me. But also just like, look at you in your uniform.
Look at these kids all being entrusted to me.
It's especially odd because given the look on his face, his hair, and his hand placement, it looks like he should be saying, aliens.
Aliens? I was like, you're really, like, teaching the youth about, is that a gun behind
you? It is
a gun. Like a big gun?
Yeah, it's a big coastal artillery piece.
Is that the Lyle gun?
No, that's funny. I did realize afterwards that most people would assume that. That's an 8-inch railway gun. Which I talked about at my old job at Fort Miles, and now I'm at Delaware Seashore where I fire off a Lyle gun, which is a very teeny tiny little cannon used for saving people in shipwrecks.
Got it. So when I say it's a giant gun, the Lyle gun's funny because the Lyle gun's like itty bitty. The
Lyle gun is super teeny tiny. Yeah.
Fun fact, I've been across the country twice. Wow.
That's your fun fact, huh?
Dude, I didn't know what to say. Like, I fucking hate Italians. Like, I can't put that down.
I just want to look at some of these other people's fun facts.
I didn't want to be like, you know, like,
number 28 is from Moldova and speaks Russian. Who the fuck are you?
How can I compete with that? Also, you know, I don't know. Like, I couldn't put, like, I collect knives. That's weird as hell.
I'd be like, I know how to pick locks. People be like, oh, God. Well, I don't want to put you on a blast, but one other person's fun fact is, loves to be outdoors and play soccer, which I mean, is a fact. That's just kind of like things that I do.
Yeah, so you're not putting me on blast. I feel fine.
I'm putting that guy on blast.
Yeah,
there's a high variance in the quality of these fun facts.
And cards. Some people wrote a goddamn novel.
Road trip around North America in my 20s changed my life. Okay. Who are you?
All of the fun facts are just like, I like to be outside. And it's like, I know, you work at a park.
Yeah, so can you give me a little credit, Samuel?
You should have just mentioned the podcast. It shouldn't have even been, I do a podcast. It should have just said, a fun fact about me is www.brewstews.com.
Yeah.
This one person sent an experiment on decomposition and microgravity to the International Space Station.
Well,
she wins.
Me, I don't know.
I gotta read all of these now. A lot of them are really into birds, which, like, same. This person is
number
47. DDT.
My dick is bigger than Tyler Dryblatt's dick.
It's true. I don't know why you had to submit that as your fun fact, but it's true.
This person's fun fact is she's into D&D.
Oh, we probably know her. What number is this?
43.
No, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I didn't read all that. Jesus Christ.
This person's fun fact is that they met President George W. Bush in 2005.
Whatever.
This is audio poison.
Sorry, I love them all because everyone's very nice and I like them.
Well, and congratulations on getting on a trading card.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
I've got a trading card, I've got an IMDb page. I don't have a dad or a bank account, but, you know, I'm killing it out here.
Are they going to actually, like, print these out? Like, can I get a physical Tyler Dryblatt trading card?
Do you know how many booster packs I would buy to make sure I get at my Tyler Dryblatt?
The holographic Tyler? Like, please.
Yes, honestly. So I think what they do is they, like, use these with, like, high school kids to, like, get them inspired about, like, outdoor jobs and shit. So, yeah.
That doesn't answer my question about how much a booster pack costs.
Well, so, no, I don't. I think you have to be, like, like, a 17-year-old who they're trying to recruit. Sorry.
If I shave, I can play 17.
That's true. A young face.
You have children. Just use them.
They don't quite look 17.
No, I think,
One on top of the other.
Yeah, stack them up.
They can barely walk now.
They'll learn. Stack them up. Fun fact, I'm two people in one trench coat.
Yeah. True life. But yeah, so that happened. That's cool, right? You guys like that?
Yeah, that's big news. That's very cool.
I did like that.
Cool. Nice.
Can I link this in the show notes, or is that
weird?
Yeah,
sure. No, I don't care.
Okay. And I will.
All right. What else is going on? Normally I'd throw to another article, but we don't have any garbage articles to throw
to. Well, I was almost late to this recording because I was busy crocheting, and I got lost in that. So that's where I'm at now. Yep.
Now, you've crocheted for a while, though.
Sort of. I started in, like, December, so I guess I don't know if that counts as, like, a while. But I just have those little, like, Woobles crochet kits where you make little guys. So currently I'm making a little narwhal.
Oh.
Pretty excited about it. I made my unicorn. I finished him. So,
I mean,
pretty cute.
It's like 5 months. That's a while, right?
Yeah, but I don't do it very often. It kind of comes in spurts. Like, I think I just started this one kit I'm doing now, like, a week ago. Sam made a face when I said spurts. That's good.
It's his favorite word. So, you made a unicorn, and now you're making a narwhal.
Yeah, I'm sensing a theme, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is a little intentional.
Right.
Horny animals.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yes.
Well, the unicorn was a gift. I didn't choose that one, but it was still a delightful surprise. And then, so I ordered a couple more, and then I ordered the narwhal, and then I have a cat one that I'm going to make later. The cat one was more complicated, so I was like, I'm going to do the narwhal first.
Definitely.
Are these... I'm about to sound insane.
You're fine.
Woobles?
Yes. I said Woobles earlier.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Yes. These are the Woobles kits, exactly. Does your wife have them?
I'm gonna sound crazy. But is it the exact thing you mentioned
thing
earlier?
You said
I can't wait to cut this
ago.
Up so I sound like really knowledgeable. No, 3Sec says Woobles sometimes. She hasn't in a while. But
I think we've talked about this before. I've talked to her about it. Yeah. Now, they're very popular. Because they are actually, like, they'll come with, like, videos and stuff. They basically teach you how to crochet. And they actually, like, work really well. Like, I learned a lot. And now I can sort of do basic crochets, which is fun.
Do you feel like Woobles Weeble, but they don't fall down?
Yeah.
No, they fall down, bro.
Oh, okay.
My unicorn does fall down. It's not, I didn't really shape it right, but that was my first one. So. Narwhal.
It's got two horns. Stable. It's got two horns. I fucked it up.
It's got one horn. The problem is, it's like, you guys aren't going to care about this. Its head is really big, so it just kind of, like, tips over on its, like, head all the time. Because, like, I basically made it too loose, so, like, its head is, like, really large compared to, like, its little body. And
it's
so
got
you
that
can,
floppy
like,
head.
It looks like a net with, like, you know, the stuffing behind it. Like, you should be able to see the stuffing inside of it, but you can't. So it's like, that one's not great.
How's the narwhal coming?
It's going great. I have his little body done, so he's currently a little ball with eyes. And then I have to make him his little fins and stuff, and then he'll be done.
I read somewhere that a narwhal horn is actually a tooth, like, in terms of what it's composed of.
Yes.
Fucked up.
Correct. It is fucked up.
So, but it just in terms of, like, material, it's not like a tooth growing out, like, through its head, though.
I think that might be what it is.
Narwhal horn tooth. It is an enlarged tooth with sensory capability up to 10 million nerve endings inside.
Gross.
They call it a tusk. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It might just be, like, a tooth shooting out of its head.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's a tooth, yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah, everyone knows how much you hate nature. You'd never be in the Creek Connections Eco Career Exploring Trading Card main set.
Tyler's into nature. He's not into, like, body horror, which I've discovered every time I describe an eyeball gooshing in my D&D campaign.
I mean, he has an eyeball thing. He's eyeballs and spiders. That's how you fuck with this guy.
Also, apparently, big long teeth that come out of your forehead is also a thing that
I enjoy. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm learning that about myself. I'm not into it. I don't know, man. That's not where the tooth goes.
It's not. I mean, it is when you're a narwhal, I guess.
Fucking body shaming over here.
So that's the thing that I'm doing. What else do I have going on? I don't know. I would tell you about how I finished my D&D campaign, but it's not done yet.
It's been a D&D campaign.
I sound very salty about it. I know that a lot of it's also my fault, because I have also skipped weeks and stuff. So, like, I'm fine.
I wish we had kept a running tally of which weeks are whose fault.
I feel like it'd also be pretty square. I feel like we've had pretty even.
Sam would be the least, for sure.
Probably the least. That's probably correct. I feel like me, you, and Zach might be tied.
Zach used to do a lot of,
I have to stay late at work, and then he'd miss it, like, last minute.
I think if you were only doing stats for cancellations within an hour of start time,
Zach's running
away with it.
Yeah,
Tyler and I tend to know in advance when it's like, this is not a good week for me, but he's always like, last minute, oh, also I flew to New Orleans today, which is not a good example, but.
Unless my area. Do you hear that?
The audio poison alarm is ringing again.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Not the alarm. Hey, you know what I realized, you guys? My fucking sound didn't cut out today. That's awesome.
I'm doing great. Can I tell you my other story?
Change?
I have another story about what's going on in my life.
Sure.
I started to make a new friend at the ballroom dance studio I go to,
and then you asked him fudge or ice cream sandwich.
No, and then this is not that exciting. And then her and her husband were going to our studio to dance, and I was like, great, couple friends. And then she posted a vague Instagram story that was like, bye Wisconsin, and I was like, wait, what? And then she got back to me 2 weeks later and was like, I divorced my husband, goodbye. And I was like, oh! So she just, like, ditched me. So it's hard making friends in your 30s, is the moral of the story.
So wait, you met this married couple that was on the edge of divorce, and you didn't pick up anything?
That's what was the wild part. They, like, seemed so solid from where I was sitting, and I was, like, shocked by this.
Fucking funny. Do you think he was surprised too?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen either of them since I heard this.
Well, yeah, she's gone. You're never going
to
see her
again.
She's
gone. He is still around. So I'll have to, like, see him probably this week. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. I see him probably hide.
Man,
hey,
I know about your problems. I was sure when the story opened with, we made this really fun couple friend, the next thing was going to be, and then there were pineapples all over their house, and I don't know what that means.
No, that's like a Zach story. I don't have that in my...
If that happened to Mary, I'd start to get a little angry.
Why not you?
Yeah. I'm fun.
I hear that it's very common on, like, campgrounds. Like, a lot of people, like, roll up with, like, camper vans that are, like, got pineapples hanging off of them, and it's like, we're in the woods, no one can hear us, except us and the bears.
Honestly, I don't work in the campground.
Maybe you should. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe. Maybe that's my problem, yeah.
Yeah. But that's like my other thing I have going on in my life. It's like, oh no, friends. Goodbye.
It's really something.
So, you know. The moral is you never know. You never know what's going on with people.
I guess that's true.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
But according to her Instagram, she's now playing in a D&D campaign that just started, so good for her.
Divorce and D&D go together about as well as fudge and ice cream.
I would have an ice cream sandwich with fudge on it. I don't know. It's so tough.
Oh, we're doing the food racket? Is that what happened?
I guess
I'll just keep talking about what's going on with my life. Me and this 9% beer are going to just shoot the shit. Fudge versus ice cream sandwich.
Mary's having a good episode. Mary's having the best time this episode, for sure.
I got pulled pork cooking upstairs that I'm looking forward to after this. I'm pretty excited.
Pulled pork won't be on your next episode, but the one after
this. Is that what you call Chris's dick?
It's not. Call it something else. Spare
ribs.
I feel like I can't say anything now because you're gonna be like, "That's what she calls it." No, I want to vote for ice cream sandwich, please.
That's what she calls it.
Unrelated. Nice try.
Yeah,
because it's so cold.
So cold.
Ladies love the ice tongue.
Ugh.
Oh boy.
Jambalaya versus jelly beans.
Wait, didn't we vote down jelly beans?
I just was reading the one we did last round.
I was like, wait, we did that already.
Jambalaya versus lobster roll. I'm about to be mad.
Yeah.
Well, can you vote?
He's going to vote for Jambalaya.
He's like, voting for he doesn't vote.
He's going to vote for Jambalaya.
Because Tyler and I are, like, bitch. In the drift, and Sam's just, like, flailing in the breeze.
It's true.
You guys are both going to say...
What are you voting for, Sam?
I already said Jambalaya.
I was going to vote lobster roll. You're correct.
Yeah, get out of here, you Jambalaya ass bitch.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Bitch!
Yeah, okay. I already had put it in the thing that lobster roll won.
It's going to win, like, the whole round, spoiler.
I don't know, maybe.
Ugh, now I'm already looking at if it wins, what it's going up against. Oh, the winner of next time. Oh, we got some heavy hitters in there.
Maybe I'll vote for Ice Cream Sandwich. You don't know my mind.
Should we do it now? Or should we build the tension and hear another B-minus story from Mary?
It's your turn, Samuel.
So glad that we're friends. It's a really supportive environment.
Oh, your turn is the bracket? Okay.
That's cheating, because I don't think... Actually, that's a good point, Sam, because your turn has been the bracket for, like, the last, I don't know, 8 months I've been on this
Only when
show.
You're on!
Yeah, but, like, I don't know what's going on with you.
You don't care.
I do care.
Then you can listen to the other episodes.
No!
Sam, it was not fair of you to say that. Out of all the other co-hosts, Mary might be the only one who cares.
Yeah!
Tell me
what's going on with your life.
This is part of why I always reach for things like games and brackets. It's because being a parent is boring, other than you want to talk about the shit your kids are doing. And that is something that a lot of people don't care about, which is why I have my separate mini podcast just for that purpose, so I can let off that particular bit of steam and not subject people that don't give a shit about it to it.
Can I actually? I do have an interesting story that I totally forgot about.
Ooh, is it a B minus?
No, I think it's an A minus.
Ooh.
We'll fucking see.
The end result is that I met Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Oh.
And I gave him a hug and we have a picture.
Okay.
So that's my story. Do you want to know how I got to that point?
Sure.
Sam doesn't really care. So basically, short version is my brother plays in the symphony in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they did a concert last weekend that was like a boy band tribute symphony concert. So they had Chris from NSYNC, Jeff from 98 Degrees, who's not a Lachey, he's one of the other two, and then Eric Estrada from O-Town, which is, like, weird pull. Like, you know, clearly, like, C to D-list people from
fans. For sure.
But the three of them, like, sang a bunch of boy band songs backed up by the Grand Rapids Symphony.
All right.
And it was incredible. I was there. My sister flew out. My parents flew out, which was, like, wild. And then it was just, like, it felt like I was just at a boy band concert. We were in, like, the fourth row. It's, like, so close to the front. The dudes were, like, working the crowd. Everybody in the audience, like, my parents, were, like, my age and also wearing boy band t-shirts. And it was just, like, such a good vibe and amazing. And then, of course, my brother snuck us backstage after the show so we could, like, meet the guys. And I got a picture.
Cool. Did you meet only Chris?
I met all three of them, but he was the one I cared about the most. Right. Kay and I were wearing NSYNC t-shirts. So it was, like, it was clear where our loyalties were at with the dudes. So it was fine. Everyone was very nice.
That's
fine. I told Jeff from 98 Degrees that I really loved the song Una Noche, which they did at the concert, and he was like, thanks. That was, like, all I said. So I think he was into what I said. So I've learned that when I meet people that I care about like that, I just kind of am like, I just really kind of freaked out. I was like, I love your music. Thank you. And that was, like, all I said. It was, like, really, probably really dumb to say. Kay, for her credit, invited Chris to brunch the next day with my family, which he declined very politely, but he was like, ah, brunch. Like, he, like, remembered her from that. So I was like, I didn't say anything memorable, which is fine. So I don't know. Sam, was that an A minus?
Yep. No, great. B minus.
You said yes already to A minus. Can't, no take backsies.
Beck and I sat next to the pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles.
They only have one pitcher, huh? That must be tough.
I don't fucking know. A pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. And we did not realize who it was. And then somebody was like, can I take a picture with you? And we're like, who the fuck's this guy? And then we figured it out.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Probably Chris Kirkpatrick.
Fair.
I might have told the story on here before, but one time when I was in a roadside rest stop in, like, Massachusetts, I saw Rob Corddry go into a bathroom, and I was like, was that Rob Corddry? And I, like, halfway followed him into the bathroom. Was that Rob Corddry? And then later, outside of the bathroom, I got his autograph on a Papa Gino's box.
Nice. That's cool.
Taller than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
I haven't really met a lot of celebrities. I'm also, like, really oblivious, though, so it's very possible that, like, I've walked, like, I used to live in, like, Orange County, or I was in L.A., but I was like, maybe there's some famous people around there, I don't know, but I probably just, like, didn't notice them if they were around.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I do actually care what's going on with Sam's life, though, but he started saying that Parenthood was so boring, and I remember when I met a member of NSYNC, and I forgot to tell you guys, so...
No, I think timing-wise, we're on to finishing the bracket and written beers.
So true.
The children are still alive.
That's good.
That's my update.
Yeah, you don't want to tell them about how Emily accidentally hit your kid in the head with a piece of wood?
Oh.
Yeah, that happened.
You haven't.
She still got the Band-Aid on, but I think that's more that she likes that she gets to be wearing a Band-Aid than she actually needs.
Oh, it looks hard. It looks hard as shit.
So it's a black Band-Aid.
I know. It looks like she just came out of prison.
Cool.
It's got stars on it, but I don't think they got picked up on camera.
I have some Attack on Titan Band-Aids if you want to borrow any of those.
More like teardrops for all the people she stabbed in prison.
Yeah.
Ice cream sandwich versus lobster roll.
This is a poor segment of the bracket. You are correct.
Yeah.
So, Sam, what are you going to vote for?
I think I might go with ice cream sandwich.
Okay. All right. Mary, what are you going to vote for?
You know it's lobster roll.
Oh, boy. The power is in my hands.
And it's in your hands.
I mean, you knew that before you asked.
I know. That's why I set it up this way. No, I'm
going to vote for the podcast.
I thought it would be pretty funny if I went with ice cream sandwich out of nowhere, but
can do that if you want.
No, it's not true. It's not true to life. I like the hot buttery lobster roll better. Mark it down, Samuel.
Yeah, no, I did.
I know. Nobody feels good about that, as I think we should.
I feel great about it. I love lobster rolls.
I'm just looking at what we got for M3P. We got mac and cheese. We got meatloaf. We got milkshake. We got onion rings. We got, now this just says pepperoni. Was that supposed to say pepperoni pizza? Probably.
Just loose ronies.
I think I might have done some transcription errors because the last one in the M through P round is pepperoni, and the first one in the P through R round is pizza.
Uh-oh.
But I think I'm going to leave it, and we're going to call pepperoni pepperoni, and pizza just means pizza broadly.
Is pepperoni just like uncured pepperoni sausage, uncut?
I think,
uncooked.
Yeah, give me some of that uncut sausage.
Give me some of that uncut roni.
What's that perverted word Mary wouldn't stop saying earlier?
Spurt.
Spurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, death of the lobster roll. Should we rate our beers?
I guess we should.
Do I have to go first?
Mary, I'm worried that if you don't rate it now, you're not going to be able to rate
it. I'm going to forget. Yeah, like, what? I mean, I'm having a great time, obviously. Two of my, for some reason, good friends and this beer is having a great time. You keep me humble. Okay, from Voodoo Brewing Company, I have their Voodoo.
I don't think you've ever just called us your friends. It's always your inexplicable friends or your why am I your friends friends.
All of that makes sense to me. I'm fine with this.
My friends. For some reason. Okay. Voodoo Love Child, Fruited Belgian Style Triple Ale, 9.5% ABV. The fruits in here have been cherries, raspberry, and passion fruit. I feel like I'm having a brainless on peaches moment where I'm like, do I like this or am I just boozed up?
Or am I just brainless?
Or am I just brainless on voodoo children or whatever? It is good. I feel like this is one of those ones where I feel like I don't have the right beer vocabulary to, like, describe it. Because it is obviously very fruity. But it has that, like, Belgian kind of, like, I don't know if, like, bitterness is the right word, but, like, you know, that, like, hoppiness? But something that happens in, like, the back of your head with the Belgian stuff, and it's, like, nice funkiness. So I feel like it's a great example of what it's trying to do. It's, like, fruited Belgian ale. Like, yeah, nailed it. I'll probably give it, like, an 8, just an 8.0 solid, because it is really good. I would rate it higher if, like, I think Belgians were more my thing, which they're, I don't think they are super my thing, but, like, I do enjoy this a lot. So good job, your guys' college town.
All right.
Nailed it.
I had Victory Brotherly Love Hazy IPA, 6% ABV. It really didn't taste like a hazy IPA at all to me, and yet I still didn't really like it that much. It tasted just kind of yeasty and a little thin, and I really didn't get any hops or much, like, fruity flavor or tropical flavor or anything like that, citrus flavor, none of that I would expect with a kind of hazy IPA. So I'm going to give it a 4 and not really recommend it to anybody. I mean, like, it's not disgusting. You could drink it, but it's not really what it said it was, and I didn't really think it was that good, so I'm just not going to recommend it to anybody. Samuel?
Yep. I had Southern Tier Irish Cream Stout, which I maintain should have been boozier. I think it tastes fine. I don't have a problem with the taste, but just be creme brulee milk stout instead.
Oh my god.
It's like just double the alcohol, not quite, but and like kind of tastes the same except the other one's better. So just do that instead. I'm not sure there's a real use case here other than maybe a St. Paddy's situation. I'll give it a 5.5.
All right. Do you know what you're drinking next week, big dog?
Nope.
Cool. I think I have some dumbass Goose Island stuff now for next week. So we've traded places.
I suppose we have.
So that was so polite of you, Samuel. It's not,
just so nice.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we have. Look at that.
Like. What does it say about me that I'm getting shit for, like, not being mean?
For just saying you're normal. Saying that people say, like, oh, that's weird.
Like an ice cream sandwich loving little bitch.
It's like, I do love ice cream sandwiches. I don't love them that much. It's just, maybe I just haven't had a real lobster roll.
No, Samuel, you've had a type, but it's like there are different varieties of lobster roll.
Yeah,
like the
I don't
same
think
way.
One is more real than the other one. It's just like preference. Like it's cold, like, mayo lobster roll or hot butter lobster roll.
Yeah, it's like a New England clam chowder versus like Manhattan clam chowder. They're both clam chowders, but they're different.
But they're different.
And now, should lobster roll lose some of its points for that it can be this other inferior version?
No.
Yeah, I think so, but it didn't lose enough points to lose the round, you know? It was a weak round.
I do also think, though, for the bracket, you should be thinking of, like, your ideal version of whatever the thing is. Because if it was, like, Jelly Bean, then you, Tyler, clearly were like, I'm going to talk about Jelly Belly Jelly Bean, the Platonic ideal Jelly Bean, versus, like, you weren't thinking of, like, those horrible Harry Potter Jelly Beans that taste like barf or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that would also be, like, way worse than just, like, a normal Jelly Belly Jelly Bean.
Correct. So.
Everything's got better and worse versions, you know? Just like us.
No, I'm the platonic ideal of me.
I don't know what to do with any of that.
For the end. I don't know how to do it.
You can't prove that I'm not the platonic ideal of me.
I think you're the ideal Tyler Dryblatt. I do.
I think I'm the only one out there, so that works. Some other Dryblatt sent me a friend request the other day. And I was like, I don't know you.
You could.
I could. But, like, just because we both have the same weird-ass last name, don't try to be my friend.
I used to be in a Facebook group that was about people that had my maiden name, and that was kind of weird because it was just, like, I think at least one guy ended up being, like, my cousin, and that was really strange. But, no, I left that group. Changed my last name. Audi.
That's a very white thing to do. I appreciate you telling me that story.
Yeah. I'm not white. Surprise. I don't know if everyone who listens to the podcast knows. Surprise.
Man, these are just B- all the way down.
There's Sam. Oh, boy. There he is.
Well, Mary, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, I guess.
Yes, Samuel, you too. Listener, if you want to tell us your B- story, you can email us at BruceDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com or you comment on links at BruceDayTuesday.com. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. So I know this was a mess, but don't worry, Tyler. Next time around, we have a good guest, so it should be all right.
Mary's coming back?
Yay! What an emotional roller coaster that was. This is why Sam, you're not my favorite on the other podcast. This stuff.
I don't actually know yet. I haven't talked to them. But my parents will be in town, so I kind of assumed I would get somebody on.
Nice.